The following audio is via a Skype call.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Everything is energy, vibration, and frequency. Are you ready to shift your reality now and move into the abundance of your spirit? Call 1-800-930-2819 as Cornelia takes callers and guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation, releasing everything not in harmony with their divine truth. The Cornelia Stephanie Show, your catalyst for empowerment in the new earth. Hello and welcome to my new show debut today. I'm Cornelia Stephanie and you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, your empowerment catalyst for the new earth. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in and for listening, and I want you to get a pen and a paper if you can, because I'm absolutely certain that some of the things that I'm going to share today, there's going to be a lot of nuggets for you that will assist you in whatever it is that you may be experiencing right now. And as we all know, we live in extraordinary times. And it's all for us to claim our true empowerment. So grab your pen, grab your paper, and write this number down, 1-800-930-2819, because today you're going to be up close and personal with me. I want you to be able to call in and share what it is that you're claiming your power in, what it is that you're claiming your authority in, and also call in if you would like me to assist you in claiming your power or claiming your authority, whatever issues that you may be having in your life right now. That's why I created this show. This show is about claiming our true empowerment, and that's what I do. So I want to take the first 10 minutes of this segment to tell you a little bit about me and what I do, and then the next segment I want to talk about my recent trip to Kauai and what it is that I do when I assist people in claiming their true empowerment, when I changed people's lives in Kauai at a recent meeting, and that was a really, really powerful time. I want to share that story with you. And also tell you about how I got started on this path, what my purpose is, what my mission is, what it is that I do. So, like I said, my name is Cornelia Stephanie. And for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, I also have another show on Transformation Talk Radio that plays every Friday at 12 noon Pacific time. And that show is called Heaven on Earth. So be sure, because from now on, I'm opening up the show for you to call in and talk to me personally, because I'm your ultimate, ultimate empowerment coach, assisting people with claiming their true power, claiming their true authority. 1-800-930-2819. So that's my Heaven on Earth show. And I bring, on that show, I bring so many amazing people. And I'm just so inspired right now by the people that are showing up in their, that are sharing their gifts, that are sharing their healing abilities, that are stepping into their right livelihood, that are here, transformation experts, transformation game changers on the planet. And those are the people that I bring to the Heaven on Earth show. I also have an amazing co-host, Charlene Hess, that's with me on the third Friday of every single month. So be sure to check that out. And just make Fridays at 12 noon. You can always listen to the replay, but call us up and we're going to assist you to move through whatever it is that is blocking you from stepping into your true authentic potential. So let's see, where do I begin? What is it that, what is my mission? What's my purpose? So my mission is to, what my purpose, my mission is to assist people to connect to their soul, source as God, soul, source, empowerment, their truth, the truth of their divinity. That's one of the things that, that I do and that I help people with in my public life and also in my personal private sessions, is that I connect people to their soul, source, self, to have a deeper relationship with God. And that's the number one thing. The other thing that I do is I, my mission is to empower people to take responsibility, full ownership for what it is that they came here to be. And that is to create the new world and to live in our true authentic nature, to claim their full power. Because one of the things that I'm finding as I'm going through just even this last past week is a lot of people are not fully owning their power. They're not fully owning their authority, and they're still operating from a place of limitless, being limited, right? And the truth is that we are infinite, powerless, powerful beings here to build the new earth and support each other to live in harmony with our true nature. But we can't do that unless we claim our full power. And that's one of the greatest gifts that I bring, is assist people in claiming that. And the problems that that solves is for you to be able to be the approval of your own life, so that you're not looking outside of yourself for approval, that you're not hiding from yourself, that you feel inspired to take action, and that you're not holding yourself back based on an old limiting belief that you're not worthy and that you're not good enough. Because that's exactly what I've overcome myself, you know, because I feel like for me, what I've done is in this incarnation, in this life, is that I'm actually living two lives in this life. And my old life is the old world. And in the old world, I was probably the biggest victim that you could ever think of. I was the one that had, I was a suicidal soul. And I was tried to commit suicide at least 7 or 8 times. I had self-hatred at my core. I didn't love myself. I felt like I was unworthy and I was not good enough. And I just didn't want to be here. And what I realized is through releasing that old world, releasing that old consciousness, and letting that old part of me die away, what I realized is that we're continuously giving birth to ourselves. And that's what I've done, is given birth to myself, because I've lived in the lowest part of myself and I'm now living in the highest part of myself. And that's my new life. And in this new life, I've just created an amazing, amazing foundation for myself and given birth to myself time and time again. And I want to tell you that you absolutely have the same and amazing gifts. We all came here with these incredible gifts to share. And that time is now to really step up and fully own our mastery. So it was back in 2007. I was still working for, I call it the Matrix, and I was still working in the slavery system when I felt like my soul began knocking and my soul was asking me to make a change. And the question that came, that the soul was asking me, is, do you want to stay living like this for the rest of your life? And from that point forward, it was like, I don't want to continue on living like this, because I felt like I was a slave in the slavery system with no passion, with no love, with just running around like a hamster in the hamster wheel. And it was just a cycle that I just felt like I did not want to continue on. And so that was the beginning of awakening to so much goodness, so much beauty. But it took a while, because that was back in early 2007. And to live at the place of where I am now, I mean, that has been one of my greatest gifts. And since that time, I've created a lot of wonderful things. And I'm going to share that with you here today. So right now, we're going to take a break. And I'm going to invite you all to write this number down, 1-800-930-2819. And at about 9:20 or 9:25, I'm going to open up the lines so that you can call in. And if there's anything that you want to share with us and what you're claiming your power in, and if there's anything that you want me to assist you to move through, because we know that all the challenges, every single challenge in our life is giving us the opportunity to release something that no longer resonates and holds value for us, so that we can step in to what it is that we value, what it is that we honor, and what's true for us now. Thank you so much for being with me today on my first debut of this show. And I want this to be the show where people call in and claim their power, claim their authority, and step into their truth. We'll see you again here in just a few minutes. We'll be right back after this break. Thank you so much.
Are you looking to grow spiritually, expand your consciousness, increase psychic abilities? Well, there's a free app for that. Pure Light offers audios that transmit high spiritual frequencies to help you awaken to your full potential. Hundreds of audios created by some of the world's top energy healers, and many are free. Enjoy the latest in conscious technology and download Pure Light today. To find out more, visit purelightaudio.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com. To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
Hi, thanks for tuning in. You're listening to my debut show today, Cornelia Stephanie Show. It's all about energy, vibration, and frequency. And I'm taking callers today, 1-800-930-2819. And Jennifer, I know that you're on the line. Thank you so much for calling in. And just hang tight with us because I want to be able to just share a couple more things. And then I'll be happy to take your question and I'll be happy to assist you to move through whatever it is that is there with you. So hang tight for just a second. So back before we went on break, I was talking about the last 8 years, the last 2007 is when I left the matrix, the slavery system, and I ended up moving onto the path that was more in true harmony with my divine nature. And that was, at first I became a passion test facilitator. I became a passion test coach and I became a law of attraction coach. And part of the reasons why I chose those two venues was because I knew, because the soul, it's about the soul embodiment. And it was about, how do I have passion and how do I stay positive in a world that's filled with so much negativity? And so I became certified in those areas and I started teaching workshops and doing teaching people how to discover their passion and how to stay positive and how to use the law of attraction to manifest what it is that they desire in their life. And at the same time, I found that there was actually, no matter what I tried to do, even though I tried to think positive, that there was always an undercurrent that was going on underneath the surface where I was feeling like emotional stuff that was still there, that no matter what I tried to do to think positive, the emotional stuff was still present. And so then I said, you know, I asked Spirit, I said, what is this work about? I really want to develop what this emotional core work is about because there's nobody out there teaching it. And I really want to get to the root of what this all is. And this is when I discovered the emotional core wounds and the emotional core wounding of abandonment, betrayal, unworthiness, victim and separation from God, shame. These are all core woundings that we as a humanity are overcoming and are in the process of experiencing the exact opposites of those so that we can live a life of being empowered creators, living in trust, feeling safe in our environment. And that's all part of the old world. And what I discovered through this work is that once you release this old energy, the betrayal, the abandonment, the not good enough, the unworthiness out of the sphere of your physical body construct, once you release all of that, it's like that's an old world part of you that is just no longer present. And then you're vibrating at a place of harmony, trust, empowered, connected, because you've never been separate from source. You're always connected to your true source because source has never been separate from you. And that's part of the illusion. So once I went through discovering that work, I started coaching people and I developed my own wholeness coaching program, certification program. And if you want to find out more about that work, you can go to my website, corneliastephanie.com, and there's information there about how to become a practitioner and empowerment coach. I piloted this program back in 2013, and there's active coaches right now that are out there that are teaching this program. And after I did that work, I asked God, Source, what was next and what is the main cause for war on this planet? And for 6 months, I was listening and I heard that what causes war on this planet is people that are not empowered with their emotions and it's anger. Angry people are the ones that pull the trigger, whether it's verbal abuse, whether it's physical abuse, whether it's passive aggressive behavior. And that's when I decided to write a book. And I wrote a book, and you can get this book on Amazon. And it's an incredible book, Peace, the Flip Side to Anger, How I Healed My emotions to heal my body, and how you can too. And this book has all kinds of powerful techniques in this book about how to transcend anger, how to release your own emotional wounding. This book needs to be in every doctor's office. It needs to be in every healer's office. All the therapists that are out there that are wanting to get to the root of their own anger and are assisting clients, because that is a really important piece, because people feel like it's not okay to get angry. And this passive aggressive behavior keeps going on and on and on and on. And that's the part that's just not acceptable anymore. I saw it this week with several people that I was working with, that they, and these are very highly enlightened beings, and they just don't feel like it's okay to get to whatever is on the surface. There's something underneath that wants to be acknowledged, that wants to be seen, that wants to be felt, that wants to be released, that wants to be let go. Underneath the anger, there's always a feeling of powerlessness, that we don't know how to communicate our truth. And that is the part. If you go to my website, go to CorneliaStephanie.com, on the bottom, there is a new to Cornelia's work. There's all of these processes and techniques and tools that I put there for you to empower yourself with. These are all free tools. And I'm opening up coaching for people. Anybody that wants to get coaching from me, I'm opening this up today. So whenever you listen to this message, you can email me at radio@CorneliaStephanie.com. You're going to get 1 year in my monthly membership session, including one empowerment session with me. And I'm offering this to everybody that wants to get to the root of whatever it is that's blocking you from moving into the abundance of your spirit. So call in at 1-800-930-2819. And right now, I want to take Jennifer on the call. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Cornelia. So glad to hear you for the first time.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Speaking my language. So this idea of empowerment. So I am 60. I've raised six children, my youngest on the autism spectrum. And we were actually in a fundamentalist cult for 25 years. Basically, I raised my children there. And from 2003 on, I was practicing affirmations and law of attraction and feeling like I was making a lot of progress. And then I just had like a major setback. I just feel like I hit the wall, and I'm in a kind of a worse situation than I was. And I'm just not, you know, with the family issues and my husband and anyway, I'm financially dependent, and it's just like I have no comprehension or idea, or all the dream work, all the other stuff I've been doing, it's like it's just failed. So that's what I feel like, and I'm just kind of groping my way through at this point.
Yeah.
So I guess we don't know where to start.
Yeah, it seems like there's a lot there, Jennifer. And so first of all, I want to say to you, thank you so much for being courageous to call in today and to say what it is that you're saying and to share what it is that you're sharing. And I just want to tell you that from this moment forward, that your life is now changing. I just want to let you know that that has already happened, because you've already taken this step. You're in a place right now, it sounds to me like you're feeling like completely powerless, because there's so many areas of your life that that are asking for healing, that are asking for empowerment, that are asking for resolution, that are asking for for you to fully step up, right? For you to fully step up. And so is that right?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I'm all locked down and changed. So I really cannot, I've never felt like I'm just behind a concrete wall. I really felt like up till the last week I was making a lot of progress, and then just situations with my husband and my family, it's like, no, get back down under the ground where you belong.
Yeah.
For the first time, I feel like there's no way out. I'm driving. I've got my granddaughter in the car. She just fell asleep, and I said, she's speaking my language. I have to call in. So
I'm so glad you did. From this day forward, and bless you for, calling while your granddaughter is in the car, because that's who you're doing it for. You're doing it for yourself, but you're also doing it for the children. It's our responsibility. Mm-hmm. But the first thing I want you to do, Jennifer, is I want you right here and right now to remove the wall.
Okay.
So say it out loud. I'm removing the wall now.
I'm removing the wall now.
I'm claiming back my power. I'm claiming back my full authority.
I'm claiming back my power. I'm claiming back my full authority.
And I'm open to all of the solutions that are already there for me now.
And I'm open to all of the solutions that are already there for me now.
That right there, what you just said and what you just did, is the beginning, because you've just removed the wall. The wall is no longer there. It is now removed because you said so.
Okay. I believe
that's
you.
That's how much power you have. It's just that we don't, when we feel like victims, when we feel like when the people that have... that we've given our power away to, that have tried to keep us small or tried to get us to hide or that have tried to keep us stuck, that they're all playing their parts perfectly. So I just want you to know that too, and really to accept really where it is that you are right now, that accept where you are. Because this is it doesn't mean that you have to like it, and it doesn't mean that it's okay, because it's not. But when we can accept without resistance where we are, then really the change can happen. But I want you to use that fire, and I want you to use that power, and I want you to use it for fuel, and freaking get pissed. Get pissed and get moving and claim your power back. And so I'm going to give you an empowerment mantra. And since you're driving right now,
I'm not driving, so I'm okay now.
Okay. So I'm going to give you this empowerment mantra. And this is for everybody that's on the call too. This is for everybody that's on the call and that's listening to this. And thank you, Benny, for letting us skip this break, because I've already gone over the break time. So what I want you to do is write this down. First, I want you to say it, and then I want you to write it down, and then we're going to go from there. And so that's, I claim back all of my power.
I claim back all of my power.
All that was taken from me.
All that was taken from me.
All that I gave away.
All that I gave away.
And all that I lost.
And all that I lost.
In any time, space, or dimension.
In any time, space, or dimension.
I call it all back to me now.
I call it all back to me now.
As it is.
As it is.
As it was.
As it was.
As it shall be.
As it shall be. I missed the one.
Yeah, as it shall be.
As it shall be.
So this is the part of really owning. And I want you to use this empowerment mantra 3 times a day. Wherever, whatever you're faced with, because all the challenges in our life, all the challenges that you're experiencing right now are asking you to claim your power. Everything is there for you to really fully step up and shine your light. It's not acceptable for you anymore to give your power away and hide. Mm-hmm. Just look in the back seat and see your granddaughter there. That would be the same as saying for her to shine, for her to hide her light and for her not to be empowered. You're healing the generations of your family lineage right now, all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Of your mother and your all the way back, you know, because this is part of the conditioning that we've been conditioned into. And so you're releasing all of that for the family. And because I heard you say it's my family, my husband. So the family that devalues the feminine, the family that, or the husband that devalues the feminine, that doesn't realize how amazingly beautiful, empowered, and everything happens through the feminine. Look at your granddaughter again. It's devaluing that energy. Mm-hmm. Is that resonating with you?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Please take my email down, radio@corneliastephanie.com, and email me, and I will have a dialogue with you outside of the radio show. And, tune in whenever, because I'm going to be doing this show and helping people move past whatever it is. Do you feel like this was helpful to you?
For the first time in 2 weeks, I feel like I can start breathing again. Yes. Very helpful.
So what is it that you're going to do now?
I'm going to write down those affirmations. Right, my daughter-in-law is having a baby, and I've got her other kids. So right now, I'm going to put this one down for a nap and start seeing what we just said.
Yeah. And you can also listen to this replay again. You'll also be able to listen to the replay again. Mm-hmm. Go to my website, corneliastephanie.com, and look at the tools that are there available to you. But truly, that's what it is, Jennifer. You're here to claim your power, and you've got to get, you've got the empowerment mantra, and now I'm calling you to it, and I'm asking you to be responsible for your energy and to use that energy. Will you honor and value yourself?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. And are you willing to do whatever it takes now to show up in your light, show up in your love, show up in your authority?
I am. Okay. I'm willing to do whatever it takes to show up in my authority.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And that is how it's going to be. Because now all you have to do is just show up in that energy, claim your power, claim your authority, and know that everything that's challenging you in your life right now is for this reason, for you to step into your power, for you to step into your authority, for you to be, for you to value yourself. And when you value yourself, when you show up for you and you don't give your power away to an outside source, an outside authority, whether it's your husband, whether it's your family, it doesn't matter who it is, but you've got to be the one that's got to move beyond the paralyzation, feeling paralyzed, right?
I was paralyzed when I was 15 with a disease that nearly killed me. I was totally paralyzed.
Wow.
So it kind of never left in a sense. I'm looking forward to going to your website and looking at the tools.
Wonderful. Until now, it never left until now. I just want you to know it's all right now. Everything is right now. You know, pull all of your energy, call all of your energy back into this now, all of it into now. You know, release the past, let go of the past, make peace with the past, and call it all back to you now. Calling all that energy back to you now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Jennifer.
So much. I look forward to using your tools on your website. and connecting with you.
Yes, connect with me. Yeah, love to. Okay, be well. Take good care.
Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Mind.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Please join us for a transformational conference with five, that's right, five of the leading pioneers in the fields of science and spirituality, all in one place. Join best-selling authors and teachers Greg Braden, Dr. Bruce Lipton, Lynn McTaggart, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and Lee Carroll in both individual workshops as well as a weekend of keynote presentations and panel discussions. At this extraordinary event, you'll get to experience some of the brightest leaders of our world today, empowering you with groundbreaking new information, deep wisdom, and practical tools to transform your life. Come connect with others and expand your consciousness in beautiful Nanaimo on Vancouver Island in British Columbia, June 14th through 19th. For more information or to register for what some are expecting to be one of the best conferences of 2018, visit shalohaproductions.com. That's S-H-A-L-O-H-A productions.com. Or visit the individual speakers' websites.
Hi, you're listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. And I'm just so excited that Jennifer called in. And Jennifer, thanks so much for calling in and being courageous to share what it is that you're claiming your power in. And right now, I have another caller that I want to take, and that is Robin. Robin.
Hi. Hi, Cornelia.
Hi. Hi. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for...
listening.
You were listening.
I was listening
Robin?
To Jennifer, and I just, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I was just saying that I was listening to Jennifer, and I was just blown away by her, just by her, and her situation, and her story, and I appreciated her calling in, because I relate to her, and I just think what she's doing is fantastic.
Yeah. And so, Robin, I know you, and you are one of the wholeness practitioners, coaching practitioners that's taken my course. So thank you for calling in and sharing your voice. And why don't you tell the audience what this whole thing, this empowerment thing, has done for you in your life. And then I want to take another caller because I have two other callers on the line. So why don't you share with us what this has done for you?
Absolutely. Yeah. I took Cornelia's wholeness training, life coaching course. Probably it's been 3 or 4 years by now. And I also did, I was a longtime client of hers as well. And it has, it's hard to even tell you what it's done for my life because it's transformed my entire life. It's, you know, when you're in it, it's hard to give exact details, but I just have an entirely different way of thinking now and an entirely different way of being. And rather than have my emotions dominating me and being a victim of my emotions, like anxiety or fear or stress or anger or sadness, or and I guess before I met Cornelia and worked with Cornelia, I felt like anytime I had one of those emotions arise, I was trying to escape it. And I think that's what most people do. They try to escape it. So even with healthy things, like I'm obsessed with yoga, and I would do yoga all the time. I'm a yoga teacher, and that was very beneficial for me to do the yoga. But also, at the same time, I was moving energy through me, but I didn't realize that in order to really work through my issues and not have the anxiety or not have the fear or not have the stress come up, I need to allow my feelings to be there and be present and love them and allow them and feel them free, as Cornelia says. Quite often she says you need to feel your feelings free. And so I would finally learned how to sit and be comfortable with discomfort. And I guess seeing that it's not anything that's going to harm me and it's not bad for me. Feeling negative or feeling these heavy emotions come up is not bad for you. It's actually good for you because these feelings are coming up for a reason, and they want you to address them, and they want you to love them, and they want you to free them so that they can be free. And then it creates space for you to be a more light-hearted person and have it create space for new emotions like joy and freedom and peace.
Yeah.
And
so Robin, how empowered do you feel living your life in the new world with a mother of twins and a six-year-old? Or is Leif 7? How empowered do you feel to build this new world? How do you feel?
I feel like I'm not afraid. I feel excited about it. Whereas before, it almost felt like I was just in survival mode, and now I feel like I'm in creative mode, and so it's completely different. It's like, oh, what fun thing can I work on creating now with my emotions instead of how am I going to get through this day? And so it's just a completely different lifestyle. That's what I would say. I feel empowered and I feel free. Those are the two main feelings that go on with me now. And of course, I do still feel that, you know, things come up all the time. Different, you know, I get stressed out. I have 3 kids and I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to balance everything. And I do still get stressed out, but now I have the tools to work through those. And I don't just feel completely taken over by them.
So Robin, you said it, you feel empowered and you feel free. That right there is what your children, the vibration that your children are growing up in, feeling empowered and feeling free. And that's what we as a humanity, this is my purpose, is to assist people to move into their empowerment and feeling free. Robin, I love you. Thank you so much for being a wonderful example and a role model for all the young people out there that are having children and that are moving beyond all of these old conditions, old beliefs. Thanks for calling in and inspiring the audience. And I'm going to take another caller.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, love.
Okay. I got the chill. Love you.
Love you. Okay. So we have another caller on the phone. Benny, could you put her through?
Yeah, Dawn from Kauai. Dawn, welcome to the show.
Dawn.
Thank you. Aloha.
Hi, Dawn. Aloha. So I never did get to tell my story that I wanted to share about the evening that I met, the Divine Feminine Empowered, rooted in her core essence, and you were part of that evening. And that was an amazing time, and I'm going to tell that story in, at another time, but I just want to be able to have you share what that experience was like for you. So see if you can do it in just a few minutes, because we only have a few minutes left. So what that experience was like for you, what was it like for you that evening? What you released, what you let go of, and what's shifted for you since then?
Hmm? Okay. Well, yeah, I was just actually calling in to get you pissed off. So, you know, knowing that anger is fuel. It's a joke.
It is a joke.
Well, it is a joke, but it's also an awareness of anger, yeah, is the fuel for the motivation and the action in life. And, yeah, meeting you in Kauai was amazing. That night, all of us, it was life-changing for all of us. What I got really present to, and even after years and years of counseling, you know, I always thought I was not good enough. But that night, it became clear that it was, there was a deeper thing that was present. And that was, I was insignificant, and that was so much deeper than not good enough. And once I got aware of that and all the instances that made me believe that, I waited my turn very patiently. And when, you know, it was my turn and somebody got up, I waited because that's what I've done in my life, is waited. I've been mismanners, and you know, that's what was ingrained in me. And so when I did speak that night, I spoke with presence, because I was so clear that I am significant. I am so significant, and that I wanted everyone to hear that. So it was completely life-changing.
Feel wonderful. Yeah, it was wonderful, and it was life-changing for me and for the other women that were there. And next month, I'll come back and share the story of what we did, because I really want to go tell that story, because we laid down a new grid that evening, and lives changed and transformed. And this is what I do. I empower people into their truth. Dawn, I want to thank you for calling in, and I want to let everybody know, tomorrow I'm doing a show and I'm having you on as a guest. I just recently met you in Kauai, and I'm having you on as a guest because you have an incredible story. And I want you all to hear this story, because Dawn's mother was murdered 6 years ago, back in 2012. And I'm going to bring Dawn on tomorrow, and she's going to share the story of how she survived her mother being murdered, and how she moved into peace and forgiveness over these years. It's an incredible story, and it's going to blow your socks off. So Dawn, thank you so much for calling now and tuning in and sharing this. And I'm going to have you on the Heaven on Earth show tomorrow. And of course, what would heaven on earth be like if we didn't have forgiveness? I look forward to being with you tomorrow. Everybody tune in for this show and listen to Dawn's incredible story. Thanks for calling in, Dawn. See you tomorrow.
Love you.
All right. Love you. So I think, do we have time for another caller, Benny?
I think we can wrap it up. Yeah, we have about 4 minutes left. Go ahead.
Okay.
So Bob from Lakana, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Hi, Bob. Here. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. I just wanted to wish you well on your opening show in this new program. It's very exciting. I want to tell the listeners that I've been around for a while. I'm 91 as I'm speaking here now. And Cornea has been my friend for the last 5 years. And we've had a great time. She's actually become a part of the household. And we are, the three of us, her partner, myself, and she are all ganging up together here and having a wonderful life. But I just wanted to tell all your listeners, Cornea, just how valuable you've been in my own life, and let them know that I've been around close by with many close encounters with you, and I've been able to see what you've been able to help other people to do, and as well as what you've done for me. So here I am, an old guy. I know you don't like that term, but just to let the viewers know, I'm an old dog, and the question is, can you teach an old dog new tricks? And you have helped me with the tools that you provided me with into overcoming a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff connected with age. I've come out truly out of the old world, and you've had me look at that, and now you've equipped me in a way that I can go back into that old world now and look at it entirely differently. And I'm just beholden to you for that, Cornea. You've just done such a wonderful job helping me to see myself in a different light and see what I can do. So as an old guy, as a 91-year-old, I am really feel like I'm living a new life, actually a new life. I'm happier than I've ever been. I am ready to go. I am trying to keep in shape and keep my mind sharp. And all of that has to do with you, Cornea. So thank you so much, Cornea.
Thank you, Bob, and thank you. And it's the same thing that you're doing and that everybody's doing. We're living two lives in this life. We're letting go of the old world, and we're giving birth to the new world. We're giving birth to ourselves. And it doesn't matter how old you are, and it doesn't matter what you've got going, and it doesn't matter what you're overcoming, that this is what we're all doing. And this is my gift that I bring to humanity, and that is to assist them to move into the abundance of their spirit and to move into their empowered self so that we can build the new world, because we were never born to fit in. We were born to build a new one. I want to thank Jennifer. I want to thank Don. I want to thank Bob. And I want to thank all of you that are listening to this now and listening to this in the future. Please tune in every month on the first Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. when I'm going to take people through empowerment. And tune into my show tomorrow on Heaven on Earth. And thank you so much for listening. And it's been my pleasure. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Everything is Energy. Call 1-800-930-2819. Cornelia's mission is to engage others in practical ways and show how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true divine nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.